Mayor Freeman Wilson, what's the overall goal of the trip to Canada coming up on March 28th?
The overall goal of our mission, trade mission trip to Canada, is really to meet with government officials, meet with local businesses. Gary, or the state of Indiana, has a trade surplus with Canada. There are a number of Canadian companies, specifically Canadian National Railroad is one of them, which with large operations in the state of Indiana. We actually host CN in our city. So we're going to talk to them about expansion opportunities for existing businesses here in the state of Indiana, but also new opportunities with new businesses who may have an interest in coming into the state of Indiana.
Mayor, are there other organizations like Canadian National that are coming in or out of Canada that are currently based in Gary?
There really isn't necessarily another company, but there are types of companies that we believe would be conducive to have operations in the state of Indiana. You know, Canada is a large steel producer. Obviously, so is the city of Gary with U.S. Steel. But also, there are finishers that would be a great match or fit for the city of Gary. Logistics companies would be an awesome match for the city of Gary. The important part for Indiana generally is that we're at the crossroads of America, but the most important aspect of for Gary is that we're at the population center of North America. So if you look at Canada, Mexico, the United States, this is the population center of all of that.
President Trump is calling for 25% increases on tariffs for foreign-made steel. What kind of an impact is that going to have for the city of Gary?
Well, certainly, when you look at the tariffs as a benefit to the steel industry, U.S. Steel's flagship is in Gary, Indiana. That is a positive all day long. You know, so we are certainly optimistic about that aspect of the tariffs. We're also cautious about the fact that when you have tariffs on, it impacts other manufacturers. And so to the extent that manufacturers also get their goods, their steel goods from other manufacturers of steel outside of the country, then that could be a challenge, particularly those who get them from Canada or Mexico, even though we know that those two countries are exempt from the tariffs.
Gary fell short in its bid for Amazon HQ2. What have you seen as sort of the bounce back for the city of Gary? Is there anything coming to the Steel City as a result of its efforts to go ahead and land HQ2?
We've seen tremendous success. It's that we've had success in conjunction with the Amazon bid from Chicago. Many people don't know that the Gary Airport was a part of Chicago's submission. So we thought we had a couple of bites at the apple, either through our own and certainly through Chicago's. So that's still alive and well. The other aspect, though, is because we were able to really highlight our logistics benefits, our logistics advantages, our rail, our trains, our trucks, our highways, the fact that we have an airport that is ripe for greater development and that we are on a waterway. All of those things are positives. And companies have reached out to us because it was something that they had never considered. I think that the fact that I'm on this trade mission, the only mayor on this trade mission with the governor, is a positive that resulted from the fact that he was impressed with our Amazon submission.
And Mayor Freeman Wilson, one last question. What are the plans for the city of Gary for the Buffington Harbor?
Buffington Harbor is an absolute jewel for us in that it can accommodate barge traffic. It can accommodate other opportunities. And because of the recent demolition of the Dean Mitchell Power Plant, it is certainly viable for us in Gary and in Northwest Indiana. I think that when the Ports of Indiana was talking about it not being viable, they were looking more for the deep water solution, the deep water option. There are other options separate and apart from that. The other positive aspects, when we decided to activate the Port Commission, it wasn't about water. It was really about using the port as a development opportunity, as the state statute will allow us to do. So we believe that our port play is a very, very good economic development opportunity, and we're seeing that already come to pass as folks have looked at the potential to factor that into their location decision.
Thank you so much, Mayor Freeman Wilson, for updating us on the business aspects and growth for the Steel City. For Lakeshore Public Radio, I'm Tom Maloney.